An ankle fracture with a culinary link. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today we have a quick look at another ankle fracture which might present through urgent care. A few podcasts ago, we looked at the telo fracture, and leading on from that, I thought we should mention the tibial plafond fracture. This is a significant ankle injury, usually resulting from a high-energy axial loading, so car crashes, a fall from height, anything that drives the talus up into the tibia, resulting in a fracture of the distal tibia. These fractures are often comminuted and intra-articular. They will be fairly obvious on X-ray if they are comminuted or displaced, but they can be undisplaced, and so a non-weight-bearing patient with the right mechanism of injury should prompt close inspection of the X-ray. But it should be a fracture that presents fairly obviously with pain, swelling, non-weight bearing. And the important things for us to consider in urgent care is to provide adequate analgesia and support, make sure you assess for neurovascular status, obtain full-length tibial X-ray views, and refer promptly to orthopaedics. These patients require orthopaedic involvement, as almost all will require fixation. CTs are used for operative planning, but are usually not needed for diagnostics. X-rays will suffice. There are three classifications you can be aware of, but all should have ortho assessment. And as always with high energy injuries, we should always remember to assess all the body systems. And why the culinary link, you might ask? Well, another name for the tibial plafond fracture is the pilon fracture, P-I-L-O-N. This is the French word for pestle, as in pestle and mortar, the implement used to crush spices in the kitchen. If you picture the pestle and mortar grinding spices, you can really visualise the talus impacting the tibia and the resultant fracture. Now, as always, OrthoBullets and the Radiopedia pages are worth reviewing to get a good grasp of this fracture. Anyway, I'm off now to finalise our virtual boot camp, which is happening tomorrow. I hope we will be seeing some of you at that event. But as always, we'll be back next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then. But for now, thanks for listening.